She is somewhere in the building. How's it going?
It's going great. You sound absolutely fantastic tonight. This is a good thing. I understand you have practice coming up in a little while.
Yeah. I'm singing backup for another band, so, you know, going to rehearsal right after this.
Absolutely. Rehearsals are always a good thing. Hey, you know, you're almost at a point of being famous here.
Okay, really?
You know, global you have these big shows you've been doing. You did a front for the Little River Band.
It's true.
You know, I mean, we're like really close here to being famous.
We're working hard, trying to get the word out.
Global Entertainment Media Summits from 2003 and 2004?
Yep, they had us back.
Okay, so before the Inquirer gets a hold of you, inquiring minds would like to know, why are you considering yourself the love child of indie rock and wicked blues?
I just put up that last week, and because it made me laugh. Because what we do is, I guess my voice definitely has a blues influence. That's what I respond to, but the music is rock and roll. So I wouldn't call it blues rock. I think that's a different thing than what we're doing, but it's more indie rock, and then especially in my voice, you hear that kind of bluesy thing going down.
Yes, you do. I met a young lady about 3 weeks ago. Her name is Leah Ticey.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a blues singer from out in San Francisco, but she actually was born here in Maine. And like you, when you speak to her, you cannot hear that blues, and you don't really feel it from the voice. The minute she starts singing, just like with yours, you can feel that blues music coming out of you. And I mean, amazing the different people that have influenced you to create music that's like it is.
It's true.
I mean,
it's funny that you say that about talking to me and then hearing me sing, because I hear that a lot. People are like, I didn't expect that sound to come out of you.
No, and she was the same way. I mean, you're both, I don't know, I look at blues singers and I'm like, they got to be, they're big people. Okay, I mean, they really are.
I'm tall.
No, I mean, you know, they're just, blues people are normally big people.
I didn't realize, no one told me that. No one told me that.
It's like that's where all the air comes for there. I mean, some of those blues singers really, like, they grab a note and they're just, like, there for, like, ever. And,
I can't
see you and this other young lady being able to do that kind of a note, you know. And you just don't impress me as a blues singer. And then you look at the people who influenced you and it's like you're all over the charts.
It's true. I think you take different things from different people. I love harmonies, and you know, certain artists, they just catch you for whatever reason. Maybe it's their music, maybe it's their creativity, maybe it's their harmonies and their arrangements, the tone of their voice. You know, I find inspiration across the board, definitely.
Well, no doubt about that. I mean, anybody who's in the industry does realize that, you know, you will catch a riff even from this particular song that just, it fits for you, and so you pick it up and try and blend it in.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you go all the way from Amy Winehouse to Iggy Pop to Led Zeppelin and then to traditional gospel hymns.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a really
you got it. Range. It's very true. I mean, anybody who's ever seen Iggy Pop perform and listen to his music, it's so raw. It's so in the moment. It's so much fun. He is absolutely fantastic. I mean, one of the highlights of my year last year was seeing him perform. but then you got Amy Winehouse, who can just sing the hell out of a song. And hopefully she doesn't kill herself, but she is absolutely fantastic. I mean, it's really stunning. And then Led Zeppelin, come on. They're amazing.
Yeah, I know. Timmy and Robert. I mean, now they've got... They did a reunion tour, and John Paul's son played the drums.
Oh, yeah.
He actually played that better than his father.
I was just watching... I don't know about that. I was just watching the live Zeppelin DVD of one of their performances. I must have been in 79 or 8. I think it was 79. And just the intensity of their live stage performance, yep, and how together and in the moment, and of course how completely out of control Jimmy Page's guitar playing is. I mean, it was phenomenal. I always loved Led Zeppelin, but it really, it was pretty incredible.
Yeah, I definitely, my personal thing would be, Jimmy Page would be definitely one of the top five guitar players I've ever heard. And to see him live in concert is just one incredible moment. I'd say, to me, the top five people would be Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Eric Clapton, Hendrix, and to see all of them in live in concert, unbelievable. But the indie artists that are coming up, and Anne is one of them. Then she's doing her rhythm guitar work.
Oh yeah,
absolutely can challenge just about anybody I've ever seen.
She really has gift, and it's such a pleasure to get to write with her, to work with her, and you know, it's a lot of fun to create with someone who's just really good at what they do.
Exactly, and your voice with her playing, and I don't know who else you've picked up for this new 95 band.
Right now, awesome. I'm playing guitar in it, and Anne is playing guitar, and then we're in between drummers. So it's going to be a three-piece, though.
I would mention a drummer to you who I think is absolutely great, but she's the drummer for Led Zeppelin right now.
She might be a little busy.
But, I've been blessed with the musical talents of the women of indie music in New York City, and having been able to interview quite a few of them now, yourself, Sarah Went, I did Purple Pam not too long ago.
Oh, cool.
I am just amazed at how much talent is actually out there that nobody's ever heard of. And how many of you've got your deal with City Canyon Records now, and since 2003, like you said, your career has done nothing but going up, which mm-hmm. is just fantastic work, because Trevor is a genius when it comes to this.
It's true.
And
they've done a lot of great stuff.
He's pulled in some nice people with him. He's now got Tamara on staff, and these people just, they know what they're doing. And they've been able to hit the right place at the right time. And just, you know, you guys are just blasting off.
It's been a great to work with City Canyons. They've been just excellent. Really have believed in us and pushed us and helped us kind of achieve another level. And there's a bunch of fantastic artists on the label, actually. If people go to citycanyons.com, they can check out all the music.
That's right. www.myspace.com, Jen Elliott Music, if you want to come check out Jen. And be careful now, because she's a strawberry blonde, I do believe.
It's true.
and I do know that they bite.
Exactly. We're sweet and sassy.
You know, now, Jen Elliott, if you do get the opportunity to see her live in concert and want her to actually sit down and talk to you, buy her a Jameson.
You know what? The man knows me. It's like you already know me.
But I will tell you guys, if you really, really want to get to know her well, listen to her sing All 50 States in alphabetical order. So you work a day job doing guitar school.
Yes, I do. it's a blast. It's a wonderful, wonderful place to be.
It must be a little rough sometimes when you got 3 and 4 night gigs going on.
I'm sorry?
That must get a little rough when you've got 3 and 4 night gigs going on sometimes.
I've been able to work it out pretty well, and I do I'm there a lot. It just they've been really flexible with me. I teach as well as I run the operations for the school, so it is so fun. It is a very wonderful, wonderful place to be, getting people excited about music.
And more you find that young kids are getting excited about music and their own music.
It is crazy. It's so much fun to see these teenagers who are turned on by Guitar Hero or Rock Band, and they're listening to all these great classic rock and roll artists and really getting into it and then creating their own thing.
Yes, I've noticed that indie music just seems to be growing. And June of 2009, we're going to be in Providence, Rhode Island, doing first ever Indie Fest. We're having 90 bands in 12 hours on 5 venues.
Whoa!
And the charity for this whole event is that the schools have to create musical ensembles or musical shows.
Uh-huh.
And the top 5 are going to be awarded cash prizes for their music departments. Not for the school, not for the athletic departments. These are strictly for the music departments.
What a great event. Now, are all the bands the student bands?
No. These are all indie bands. Some really successful talents are coming in. Purple Pam has agreed to come down.
Great.
SFD is coming in.
Let me know if you want to bring us up.
I already asked Sarah, and I was leading up to asking you that you'd like to come up and perform.
That sounds absolutely amazing. I think supporting music in schools as well as, I think it sounds like a fantastic event. Would love to do that. Would love to be a part of that.
Well, then I will make sure that I get a formal invitation down to you. Tamara has your email address, and we will get that out to you real quick so that you can be all signed up to be there. And we will take care of anything that we need to help you out when you get there. All of the amplifiers and everything are going to be there. So basically all you got to do is bring your guitar and your voice.
I can do that.
We're going to try and do as much for the bands as we possibly can because we have no idea, you know, like how much is going to be available and what's going to be available. We're getting, you know, hotel bookings. We've got gas companies working with us to get gas cards to get you up there and things. So, you know, we're going to do what we can do.
That sounds absolutely amazing, and it would be wonderful to be part of an event that is giving back and putting music back where it needs to be.
It's exactly. And indie music is the future.
It absolutely is.
Talents like yours are going to be highlighting talents over the next few years to bring more and more and more people into this industry, if you will. And record labels like City Canyon are going to play a big part in the future of indie music.
Well, you can just see the landscape of music changing. And it is really moving towards, with the internet, it's just moving towards a more, there's more access to independent music. People don't have to be tied to the choices that major labels make, that major radio stations make. They can go out and search and find the music that they want to listen to.
Right. Well, one of the biggest things that I find nice about indie music is that it's the artist who creates it, it's the artist who sings it, and they let the people make up their mind if they like it or not. And that doesn't happen with major label music. I mean, Tim McGraw goes in and says, hey, I got this great new song I'd like to record. Nah, I don't think so. Here, do this one. People want to hear it. And some 65-year-old guy 80 floors off the ground is telling him what we want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the people in general don't have a mind of their own.
I know, right?
Independent music, that's not the case. You present music that you've written and collaborated with your band members or with a friend and created, and then you let us make up our mind whether we like it or not. I'm telling you, I've listened to both of your albums, and I love both of them.
Thank you so very much. We've put a lot into this. A lot of people have put a lot into this music, so it's great.
Right after this interview ends, I am going to play my two favorites from your albums.
Ooh, what are they?
You Are So Cruel, and Why uh-huh. Can't This Be a Love Song?
Nice. Very, very cool. I'm so glad
that
you like them.
Anything specific to say about these two?
With Why Can't This Be a Love Song, I collaborated with Yaron, and it was just a blast. It was fun to see that one evolve. There was a lot of problems when we were recording it. It was a little insane. I got hospitalized, and the pipes in the studio broke. It was January, and it was freezing, and so we had to postpone recording at least two times, and I think maybe even three times before we actually got the song recorded. So there was a lot of heartache getting that recorded, but it turned out great.
There was quite a bit of heartache on that one.
Yeah, it was a little crazy, but it was wonderful to get it out.
awesome, absolutely. All right, Jen, I am going to let you run because I know you have to be at a rehearsal in about 30 minutes.
It's true, I
so,
do.
I really would like to thank you for your time and for the chance to interview you.
Thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure to get to speak with you. And I hope that that people will check out my MySpace page, which is myspace.com, Jen Elliott Music, JenElliott Music.
Okay. I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to get these people back to your music. And thank you, and have a great evening.
You too. Rock on.
Bye.